Hello and welcome. I'm Connie Reagan Green. This is another episode of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. And today I'd like to talk about what's keeping you from creating an online business that you'll love and already know that you deserve. Earlier today, I was working with people that I mentor, and we were talking about a variety of topics, including creating programs and courses and products, that type of thing. And I always get the feeling that there are people that they don't feel that they deserve it. So I'm just going to tell you right now, you do. You deserve the greatest things in the world. So I'd like to go through kind of some of the process that I do when I create products or courses. I was someone that came online in 2006, and it took me a full year to create my first product. It was a simple information product. I was showing people how I was writing very short and simple blog posts. They were 300 words approximately, and I was then syndicating them. We didn't use that term at the time, but we were sharing them on article directories so that we could get more traffic back to our site. And when I finally created that first product, I had kind of an aha moment, and I thought, gee, this really wasn't so difficult. The idea is, what is it that I know how to do, and how can I share that with people that will come to me for this information? So this is a holiday weekend, and I'm in a bed and breakfast in San Luis Obispo. It's an hour and a half north of Santa Barbara. And when I was going to do the webinar earlier this morning with my mentees, the lady that runs this place, she has been very kind, very friendly, and she said, I told her I was going to do a webinar on my computer. I had the internet and everything, and she said, what could I do to make it easier for you so you could do this more easily? And I thought for a second, and I thanked her. I said, you asking me that, I said, that's really all that I need. So I did that, and now I'm doing this. And that's what you want to do for someone else. You're really, when you create a product and when you're presenting it to them, and I'm talking about online here, you're saying, how could I help you to do the thing that I know how to do, that I've created a course about, more easily? So I like to start out with, who will I serve? So when I create something, and the next thing I'm going to create, I believe is going to be a workshop to spend time with people, probably 90 minutes, spend time with people where I model my process for creating a product or a course. This would be a course. And I would go through the outlining process and all of that. So I think about who I will serve. I'll serve people that have been struggling way too long with this process of creating something that they can sell online, because I know during that first year when I didn't create anything that pretty much people would say to me, you know, why don't you just create a product or a course, or you need to create a product or a course. And I would nod my head because I knew that I needed to create something of my own to sell. I was doing affiliate marketing, so I was recommending other people's products and courses. But I knew that it would make a difference for my business. It would make a difference in how I felt about what I was doing online and in how I would be perceived by other people already doing it. What I didn't realize was it was really a jump in income, because I was honing in on what did I know that I could teach someone else who did not yet know it or did not yet know it fully enough, so that they could move up in the ranks with their business. So who will you serve? I serve new and newer. So some people, they're brand new, but for the most part, I serve people who've been online many years, sometimes as long as I've been online, and I'm serving them by showing them easier ways, perhaps, and more structured ways. I think when you do an outline for anything, it's more structured than it would have been, and helping them to achieve a goal, even if they just create a simple product or course. Nobody says you have to create something that's a year-long program with modules every month. That's something you do after you have 3 or 4, maybe 5 products or courses under your belt and you decide to do that. I'm talking about doing something kind of in a simple way. So the next thing I would ask, so after I know who I'm going to serve, what are their pain points? And this is tricky because we tend to serve people who are very much like ourselves. So for me, a pain point in the beginning was I needed to replace income. I had left teaching. I had left real estate. I needed to replace an income I'd had for years that was between $125,000 and $150,000 a year. And that was with at least 60 hours a week of work and very little time off. But that was the income I got used to for the lifestyle I had created for myself. I wanted to own a home, and I was helping my elderly mother. She was still alive during those early years I was online, and I was supplementing her Social Security check that barely paid her rent. So the pain points for me were I needed to replace the income. That was number one. And number two, okay, I told myself I've left teaching. I've resigned from the Los Angeles Unified School District, and I have given away my real estate clients, and I've moved to a city 30 miles north where I don't know anyone, and it would be next to impossible to get started in real estate in less than about 6 months, and I didn't even want to do that. And I tried to get a job as a substitute teacher, and pretty much they didn't want somebody who was older and who had resigned from a teaching job and then was looking even for a substitute position. So those were my pain points. What are the pain points of the people I work with? So many, many of them, they're at a job that they must get away from. It's not healthy for them physically or mentally. And also, they have bigger dreams now than they had years ago. All of us have bigger dreams later on, hopefully. So the people wanted to travel. They want to do all kinds of things. And those are wonderful things to dream about. And they want to help family members. I know for me, being able to help family members on two continents, that's a big deal for me to be able to do that. Because before, it was just assumed that I would never be able to do that for anyone else. It was just me taking care of my mother and myself, and that was it. So think about the pain points of the people that you're serving. Then what's your idea? What are you going to create? So I've said that I'm going to create a workshop that would be kind of like co-working, I guess, where it would be online, and I would do it where they could see me and I could see them, and I've done this with writing groups. But the idea would be I would work on something, and then we would take a break maybe every 20 to 30 minutes, and I would show what I had created based on what I had said I was going to start with, and they would show me what they're working on and where they're stuck and where they're moving, you know, through it nicely. And at the end, all of us would have something. And in the end of 90 minutes, we would all have something that we could pretty easily turn into a product or course within 7 days, let's say. Can't do it overnight, but within 7 days for sure. Then, how will it be created? So I believe when I do mine, I would create it as webinars. I would probably do two webinars, but it would just be me on those webinars. And I would tell people the process I was going through, so I wouldn't actually create the product because I'd be teaching them the step-by-step of how I do it. And I would deliver it to them. So I'd create it with webinars. I use GoToWebinar. And then I would deliver it in a membership area, and I use Wishlist Member. You know, reach out to me, ConnieGreenhouse@yahoo.com, if you want any of these resources. And I would then write a very simple sales page. Sales pages need to be simple. And I would offer it for sale probably for $49, I'm thinking, is a good price point for this. And it would be a total of, I'm going to say, no more than 2 hours between the two webinars. And they would be able to purchase it, log into the members area, and over time, I would keep adding to it as I do with all my products and courses. I don't create them once and then that's how they are forever. I like to add to them as I learn something new or I have a new idea of what I'm going to share within that product or course. And then the next questions are, how will you sell it and will you have affiliates? So I sell everything that I create by myself initially. So I'm going to have the link to the website and tell them something about it. and send out an email to my list, because I think we all know and agree at this point that emailing regularly, whatever that means for you. For me, it means 7 days a week. For people that are getting started, usually they're shy about doing that. They're afraid that people will unsubscribe. But the truth is, every time I send an email, one or two people for sure will unsubscribe. And if I send more emails than usual, I don't have more people unsubscribing. So you have to get over that fear and just make the business happen. This is the online world is based on email communication, not social media, not anything else. So think of it that way. So I will sell it that way, but very quickly, I will tell my affiliates. Anybody you want to be my affiliate, already my affiliate, here's how you can get the link. Now, right now, I use Nanocast. I also have used Warrior Plus. I've used a few different things over the years. ThriveCart is what I really recommend. And again, reach out to me, and I'll tell you when they're having the sale. It's always worth it to wait, because it won't take more than a month or so for them to have the sale again. And this is what I think of when anyone comes to me online or in my day-to-day life and says, I'd love to have an online business, but I don't know what niche I would have. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what comes next. And the answer is that creating an online business changes your life forever, because once you get it going, and for me, I'm going to say that took me close to a year, but within a year and a half of coming online, I had replaced the income. So I understood what to do. It wasn't easy, I won't say, because I wasn't a writer and I didn't know about technology. I thought I knew about technology. I was the computer person during the 20 years that I was a classroom teacher. I taught at four different schools during that time, and at each one of these schools, they'd say, oh, just see Mrs. Green, she's the computer person. I came online, and overnight, I was not the computer person, because it was a different type of technology. And I was a non-writer. I was someone that seldom wrote anything, but I taught children of all ages and even adults in adult school during the evenings once in a while. I taught them writing. So it took me some time, but now I can always show people easier ways to handle anything that's holding you back. So think of your idea. You are your own best case study. And like I said earlier here today, you know, many times what we're creating for other people is what we wish had been created for us. And if you think of it that way, then you'll be able to put something together pretty quickly, pretty easily, and pretty effectively. So again, I'm going to ask you the question that I asked you at the beginning. What's keeping you from creating an online business that you'll love and already deserve? And I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Twitter/X. I'm Connie Green there. Or email me directly, ConnieGreenhouse@yahoo.com. People ask me sometimes about that email, Connie Greenhouse. That was the name of my business, because I'm Connie Green, and I sold real estate and was a residential appraiser for many years. So just know that this online world is quite amazing. And probably what I love the most about it is that you can have a complete personal life, a day-to-day in-person life, and many people will say, you have a business? You work? Because it will feel like you have so much time to do things in the community, to do things with friends and family, to just be. I like to just be, where I'm not expected at a job for a certain number of hours. During my working years, pretty much I was gone 12 to 14 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and even on the weekends, I had work to do for the classroom, and that's when I did most of my real estate work. So there wasn't much time to just be. So this is completely different, and I'd love to see you become a part of it. So again, I'm Connie Reagan Green. You can visit my main website at ConnieReaganGreen.com. Green like the color, no E on the end. Reagan is a misspelling of King Lear's daughter. It's R-A-G-E-N, ConnieReaganGreen.com. And this podcast is Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. I look forward to connecting with you.